Ilya Van Dam tells us they were called frost fairs, and they took place along the River Thames and on the River Thames in the 17th and 18th centuries during the Little Ice Age, as the river itself was frozen over. An account from 1611 reads, "All sorts of men, women, and children went boldly upon the ice in most parts. Many set up booths upon the ice, fruit sellers, purveyors of wine, and further, coaches plied to and fro, and there were horse and coach races, puppet plays, playing of music, magic tricks, and more. All we'd need would be to look up and watch as Harry Potter and members of the Order of the Phoenix were flying overhead along the Thames en route to 12 Grimald Place, as Richard Jones reminds us in Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix." We'll be able to imagine ourselves at a frost fair in England, hopping a broom ride with Harry and the Order members at the 14th annual Clark Summit Festival of Ice, the Wizarding World of Ice, February 16th through the 19th, with the Grand Festival of Ice Parade and over 50 original ice sculptures created by Sculpted Ice Works under the artistic direction of founder Mark Crothermel. Laura Ancarani, Executive Director of the Abington Business and Professional Association, and Megan Milo, Business Development Manager of Ken Pollock Auto Group, presenting sponsor, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the Clark Summit Festival of Ice. Laura Ancarani.
The Festival of Ice started in 2004 by two local business owners who were involved in the Abington Business and Professional Association. And I think the first year they had somewhere in the ballpark of 5 to 10 ice sculptures. And we are now averaging between 50 and 60 every year. So it's grown by leaps and bounds. And since I started with the organization, with the ABPA, I came on board during the transition of 2007 to 2008. And that was my first experience with the Ice Festival. And since then, we've taken this idea of not just having ice displayed around town, but taking it to the level of adding the theme component every year and changing it up. And I think that's really what's taken it over the hill as far as growing.
I agree.
And you get people not just from our immediate corner of Pennsylvania, but people come from out of state, don't they?
I've had messages already this year from people coming from Virginia. My in-laws are flying in from Texas because my mother-in-law loves Harry Potter. And it's funny because I've been doing this, like I said, for years, and she's never been able to come before. And this is the first one that she said, "I'm definitely coming." And I've heard from numerous people that they are bringing relatives in from out of state. It's quite the thing. It reminds me of people going to Florida, to Universal Studios, to see Harry Potter.
How about your connection with this tradition?
Well, we have just brought on a new dealership, Ken Pollock Mitsubishi in Carbondale, PA, and we first got involved with the Festival of the Ice, I want to say 4 years ago in 2014 when we opened our Volvo store right here in Pittston. And we became members of the Abington Business Professional Association, and we forged a relationship with Laura and a lot of the other members. And it's a really great community, and we had a lot of fun on our first experience. And that year, the theme was rock and roll.
Yes, that was our 10-year anniversary.
Yes, and that was pretty incredible, and we all very much enjoyed it. So this year, with our new Mitsubishi store and also with the Wizarding World of Ice theme, thought it would be a great opportunity to be involved again for something that makes winter go by so much quicker. And being a part of the community, which is something that's very important to us. So we're more than excited. And it seems that everyone is excited too, being that it's the Harry Potter theme. I think that's what's really taking this year over the hill,
as you
said.
It's another level.
Yeah, it is a whole other level. It really is. I'm actually personally not so much of a Harry Potter fan myself. But everyone around me is incredibly excited about this, to the point of even where we were kicking around ideas for what our sculpture would be, was kind of like everyone's raising their hands. Well, I have an idea. So it was really cool to design that. And I think the theme is what makes it more special as well. because it gives you something to think about and an opportunity to be creative. So we're really excited this year.
We always hear from Mark Crothermel that he never has any more significant challenge than what you all throw his way each year, because he has to start from scratch and be, just as you say, Megan, creative.
We throw some things at him.
He loves when I do that. He nothing surprises him anymore. Ever since the year where we celebrated the centennial in Clark Summit, he always says to me, "You handed me that list." He had no idea when we told him the theme where it was going to go. And he said he doesn't question anything anymore.
They do try to make the detail as rich and evocative as possible.
Yeah, you want them to be exciting. You want people to notice who they are. It's nice when someone can look at a sculpture and know what it is right away without having to read the description. So that all plays into it too. But even when choosing the themes, you have to consider that our festival audience ranges from children. There's no mm-hmm. age limit.
No, there
really.
Is no age limit.
So you have to take that into consideration too. And in talking about this year's theme, people didn't realize that Harry Potter has been around for 20 years. This is the 20-year anniversary of the release of the United States publication, the American publication of the book. So people who have loved Harry Potter now didn't realize that 20 years had gone by since they were first introduced to this character. So it's amazing.
Suddenly you say, that's it. We're going with Harry Potter. And then the ideas and suggestions started to flow. So what kinds of things came out in the end?
Goodness. Well, right off the bat, I had a vision of this happening at the 2017 festival. So while we were in the midst of celebrating Broadway on ice, I had been in Universal Studios in Florida that Thanksgiving, and I was standing outside waiting for something to get dropped off to me. And you watch people going by, engaging with the sculptures. I like to listen to conversations to see how people are enjoying the festival. And I just had a vision of everyone wearing their robes and holding wands and hearing the music. And I ran back to Mark first, who immediately went, "I see it. I totally see it." And when I took it to the committee, they were literally jumping out of their seats, especially the library. The library loved it and has been involved in celebrating Harry Potter's birthday every year. They've done numerous things. So they just thought that the theme was so perfect. So it just spawned a ton of different ideas and really wanting to bring that world to life. So it's taken on a level where we're really transforming Clark Summit into Diagon Alley, Hogwarts, Hogsmeade, you name it. We're trying to have it be there in some way.
It doesn't matter if you're a Harry Potter fan or not. The Festival of Ice is just something to see every year, regardless of the theme. And what's interesting, too, is I learned so much from Mark our first year doing it, that there is a lot of science that goes into the sculptures as well, and what kind of ice and how the ice is so clear and the water that they use to make the blocks. It's very, very interesting. It's not like you just go outside, fill up a square container and
let it freeze.
There's much more that goes into it, which makes the festival that much more incredible and that much more special. And there's a lot of hard work that goes into it, to making it the grandiose festival that it is each year.
And the whole sense of magic is, of course, part of the Harry Potter theme. But each year when we learn about the Festival of Ice, the word maybe that's most used is it's magical, it's magic. At night when the ice sculptures are under the lights and they're
listening.
Hmm? Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, Mark actually told me that this year they're trying something new with the lights too. So I'm curious to see what kind of lighting they're going to be using. I think they're trying to move more into the LED. So I can only imagine what that's going to do to light them. Yeah, even more magical and sparkly.
It's going to be a magical experience in Clark Summit.
Can you give us some samples of what sculptural pieces we might see?
We have a number of interactive ice sculptures, two of which Ken Pollock Mitsubishi is sponsoring.
We put our heads together, and actually one of our employees, one of our graphic designers, kind of came up with the idea, and then working with Laura and Mark to kind of make it all come together. But the one that I think is going to be my favorite one is we're going to have broomsticks carved out of ice that you can climb up on and take a photo of riding a real-life broomstick straight from Harry Potter in Clark's helmet.
You pretend you're playing Quidditch.
Exactly. Most people can't say that they haven't had a chance to actually physically ride a broom. We talk about riding on brooms, but this is the first ever real life appearance of riding on a broom.
People have their phones, so they don't even have to think about bringing their cameras, but come prepared.
On that note, we're doing something new this year, speaking of cameras. We are offering a hashtag photo contest. So if you hashtag a photo of you at the festival, whether it's with an ice sculpture, wearing a costume, our hashtag is CS Festival of Ice. And you just have to make sure that your profile is public so that we can view the photo. And then we are going to judge. And then the winner will receive a complete DVD set of all of the Harry Potter movies. So, yeah, come out in your costumes, whatever you would like to do to make your picture more creative and,
really,
and stand out.
That's
more.
Really what I think is going to happen this year. I think most people around Clarkstown are going to be wearing costumes. You're going to have your wizards, your Harry Potters, and all of the different characters really come to life downtown.
That's what we're hoping for.
I think it will. I can't wait to see it. I think it's going to be bigger and better and more incredible than what we've even imagined.
And in addition to the beauty and the magic of viewing these sculptures and interacting, riding brooms, you also have entertainment throughout town and chances to take carriage rides sometimes.
Correct.
And things like that. Tell us about some of that.
Yes, we're going to have the carriage rides again this year. Live music. We have a wide range of musicians and styles of music. We're actually going to have some of the music from the Harry Potter score performed by a live brass ensemble. We're also going to have a live Birds of Prey show, so there'll be some owls there too. We have some magicians coming to town so we can get some magical experience. I know they're going to be levitating some wizards and different things. Yes.
Interesting.
So we're really trying to up the ante on what we normally have and then just take it up a little bit more. We're recreating our own Diagon Alley, so we're going to have vendors there making wands. We've got a Honey Dukes where you can get your chocolate frogs and your Birdie Bot's beans, gummy slugs, anything like that.
How many people move through Clark Summit in the course of a weekend?
We've averaged anywhere from 25,000 to 40,000 for the entirety of the weekend, but we are all anticipating breaking that record this year. As long as the weather is on our side, we need good weather. We, knock on wood, we've had some rough weather these last couple years, so we need a good weather year.
Anyone sitting around this table when Mark is here and he brings up, and then I get on the back of a pickup truck with a block of ice and a chainsaw as we go through the streets moving on this truck, and everybody there's no net. Is that part of a parade?
That will be part of our parade, yes. We will be having that Friday evening. We are inviting anyone who wants to come out dressed in costume to join us for the parade this year. Mark will be carving as Dumbledore in the parade, yes. So he not only is he going to be doing that, but he's going to be doing it in costume. We have our local Abington Heights marching band and their color guard joining us as well, along with some local businesses and floats. We're very excited about the parade, too. It helps us welcome the ice. It's like our big kickoff for the night.
They're very lifelike, and as we said, Mark does an incredible job in making them so real. So it's very incredible.
And they plan all year, don't they?
Once Mark gets the idea in his head, he's like me. It sits there and it marinates. And then as it gets closer and we start kind of going back and forth, you know, they give me a list of ideas, but then I always come back to them with a reinvented version of something, or can we do this? Can we make this happen? But yeah, it always comes together. We have been, which the library was thrilled about, I have been taking out Harry Potter books from the library as references for the festival. And then this new book came out, which was The Journey Through a History of Magic. And it celebrates not only the Harry Potter tales, but those of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them as well, which will also be tied into the festival. We will have characters from Fantastic Beasts as well, along with some of their fantastic creatures. So yes, we're very excited about that too. So we've brought the Pottermore community together.
And there really isn't anything like seeing the eyes of the little ones, I'm sure, as they see the magic.
Even my daughter, I was going to her for, you know, references on some of the sculptures. Who out of the professors do we really need there? What creatures are really special? I was just double checking myself with her too, And I even had a question for the other night. I said, I need something, we call them interactive ice sculptures. I need another idea. And this is what I was thinking. What do you think? And she went, I love it. So as, if my daughter gives it the stamp of approval, I feel like we're on the right page.
Harry Potter approved.
How old is she?
10. Yeah, she's done numerous Harry Potter camps. She's been to the parks with us. She loves to read the books with her grandmother. Like I said, my mother-in-law is a huge fan.
So she's going to be camping out on State Street then for the weekend.
Oh, they will all be there all weekend long. We've recruited them. They're going as characters in the parade. My daughter picked out what she wanted to be. They're all ready to go. I'm really hoping for that. I'm hoping for families to just come out, dress together, and just have fun. Really, just like get lost in all of it. Bring your wands and just have fun with your kids and be a kid.
That's what it's all about. And that's something that I think in today's world where we're all working so hard and we're here, we're there, we're all over the place. It forces you to slow down, go downtown with your family, enjoy the festival, enjoy some of the local businesses, and just forget about all the hustle and bustle of everyday
life. Yeah, be a kid again.
You know?
Be a kid again.
Right. What always not surprises me, but what I think is really great too, is that the amount of people that come out in the middle of February that's freezing to view these sculptures and to come together as a community. And, you know, the downtown Clark Summit area is beautiful. It's always hopping with different shops, restaurants, all sorts of different businesses. And it's really awesome to see that community come together and support one another. And it's really fun to get involved on a whole array of levels.
Well, and I was going to say, as Megan was saying, that we've been working on a downtown initiative, a downtown summit committee that we've been forming too. And we keep coming back to the focus on a downtown, how important a downtown is to a community, how it's the face of your town. You want to see, let's say I wanted to move to Clark Summit, where would I go? I would go to the downtown.
Right.
I would see what businesses are there, what restaurants are there, what's there for my children to do. So we really want to showcase our community, and that's where the idea of the festival really came from, was letting people see what Clark Summit has to offer. And that's our main goal, is to get them there to see our town, see what Clark Summit has to offer. And like Megan said, your intern, all the businesses are helping each other out. They're all giving back to the community. They're giving to each other. That's what makes a great community.
Laura Ankarani, Executive Director of the Abington Business and Professional Association, and Megan Milo, Business Development Manager of Ken Pollock Auto Group, presenting sponsor, paying a visit to the WVIA studios and talking with us about the 14th annual Clark Summit Festival of Ice. Drum roll, this year the theme, The Wizarding World of Ice, running February 16th through the 19th with free admission and free parking. The Welcome Center is the gathering place in Clark Summit, 304 South State Street, a good place to pivot from. There will be ice carvings throughout the days. There will be a great parade on Friday at 7:30 p.m., the Festival of Ice Parade, welcoming the ice to town. Harry Potter movie screenings all day Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Abington Community Library. Live music throughout the weekend. Jacob Cole and Mark Woodyatt, for example, from 1 to 3 at Citizens Savings Bank on Friday. And pianist Wayne Smith, 10 a.m. to noon at People's Security Bank and Trust Saturday. And Bill Carter and the Presby Bop Quartet, 1 to 3 on Saturday, and that's at Everything Natural. Of course, we heard about the magic, and Damien the Magician will be at the Gathering Place at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And Sunday, magical science demonstrations at the Gathering Place, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Dixieland All-Stars, Sunday from 1 to 3, and Joe Cole and Ken McGraw at the Abington Community Library, 2:30 to 4:30. For more information, they'd love to send you to their website and their Facebook page. And it's theabingtons.org, theabingtons.org, and the Facebook is facebook.com/CS Festival of Ice, facebook.com/CS Festival of Ice, or theabingtons.org for the 14th annual Clark Summit Festival of Ice, The Wizarding World of Ice, February 16th through the 19th. And for more information, theabingtons.org or Facebook, CS Festival of Ice. And you can find them there with live music and ice carvings and parades and so much more. All that and the updates regularly on the Facebook page.